Nay Win cracks down on Songkran brawlers. When Nay Win Chitsov says no fighting, he means it. The veteran politician from Buriram turned football entrepreneur held a big Songkran party at his new iMobile stadium, and he demanded that everyone behave themselves. Speaking to several thousand revelers at the event, he said he expected no fighting, but if anyone dared break the rules, he had a special punishment waiting for them. If anyone starts a fight, I have prepared a boxing ring and professional Muay Thai boxers for them. They will have to box 3 rounds and cannot say no, Mr. Nay Win said. Apparently, several young men either didn't believe him or didn't hear him. Altogether, 5 teenagers were caught fighting by Mr. Nay Win's guards. They were marched to a boxing ring, and, with Mr. Nay Win himself as the referee, they tried to defend themselves against real Muay Thai fighters. None of them went the full 3 rounds. Most were quickly and quite brutally knocked out, but one young man did quite well until he received 1 too many knees to the stomach. Reaction to Mr. Nay Win's novel idea was mixed. Many supported the idea, saying brawling fighters needed to be taught a lesson. Others were opposed. Walop Tungkananurak, Secretary General of the Creation Foundation for Children, said the 5 boys should have been lectured on their actions and reported to the police. Otherwise, we're saying influential people can do anything they want, he said. We should bear in mind that society has to obey the rule of law. We should not solve such problems based on personal whims. Ticha Natnakorn, director of Ban Ganchanapisate Youth Training Center, warned that Mr. Nay Win's punishment risks creating a dangerous precedent. It is wrong to solve problems this way, she said. It risks fostering mental shame and hurt, which could later explode. The future victims might not be Mr. Nay Win and the boxers they fought with, but other people who are weaker than them. This is how violence is reproduced. The eye for an eye method is not the way to solve problems with teenagers.